Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. It's been about about 5 years since we've been on the air. We had a little break. So what we'd like to talk about today are the municipal elections in Denton County, Texas, which are coming up on May 7th, 2022. Currently, early voting is going on right now. It started on Monday, April 25th, and goes through May 3rd. And like I said, the municipal elections are May 7th. So we're just going to preview some of the races here. Actually, we'll preview all the races and then focus on the ones that are the most contested or highly contested right now. And this is in alphabetical order. We have Argyle, Aubrey, Bartonville, Carrollton, Salina, Copper Canyon, Corinth, Crossroads, Denton, Double Oak, Flower Mound, Louisville, Frisco, Hassalett, Highland Village, Justin, Northwest ISD, Crum, Lake Dallas, Louisville, Little Elm, New Fairview, North Lake, Northwest, again, Oak Point, Pilot Point, Ponder, Providence Village, Roanoke, Sanger, Shady Shores, South Lake, Trophy Club, and West Lake. So all in all, it looks like about between 20 to 30 different cities. So the most hotly contested races appear to be, well, starting off are in Carrollton. So Carrollton has their races, let's see, for mayor. The incumbent is Steve Babick. He's a Republican. And he's running against the Democrat, Pat Cochran. So we definitely encourage you to support Steve Babick in that race. Let's see. And then in, there's a couple of city council races in Carrollton. The Republican in place one city council seat is Christopher Axberg. And the Democrat is Sem Haptamariam. So we're going to encourage you to vote for the Republican in that, Christopher Axberg. And in the city council place three, we encourage you to vote for the Republican Daisy Palomino. Now for the Carrollton ISD, the school board, there's two open seats, and you can vote either for none of the following candidates, one, two, or three. So we definitely encourage to vote for the Republicans in this race, Randy Shackman and Tara. Looks like Tara Herbacek, spelled H-R-B-A-C-E-K. So those are the races in Carrollton. All right, the next highly contested area is Salina. For Salina School Board, Salina ISD, place one. The Republican in that race is Chuck Hansen, and we strongly encourage anyone in Salina who's listening to vote for Mr. Hansen. Next city is Denton. Okay, this is the county seat of Denton County, obviously. A lot of important races. For mayor, the Republican is Gerard Hudspeth. We definitely recommend him to be, for you to vote for him. He was also recommended by the precinct chairs. Then there's a couple of city council seats here. Daniel Clanton is running in place five. Again, we encourage you to vote for him, Republican. And the other Republican is Chris Watts in place six. We definitely encourage you to vote for him. And then there's three school board races for Denton ISD. These are very important. We encourage you, highly encourage you to vote for Amy Bungus. He's the Republican in place three. And then place five is Charlie Stinson. Doesn't have much of a voting record, but both he and Amy Bungus are definitely pro-parents and do not like what's been going on at the Denton ISD, which is very similar to what's been going on in a lot of school districts where the school boards are not listening to the parents. So we definitely encourage you to vote for Amy Bungus, Charlie Stinson, and then Mia Price in place four. Charlie Stinson is place five. Okay, then over in Flower Mound, City Council place one race. The Republican in that, we want you to vote for is Adam Schiestel. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but it's spelled S-C-H-I-E-S-T-E-L. Now we go to Louisville. There looks like there's three city council races. Two of them are between Republican and Democrat. So place three, we recommend Pam Johnson for place three. She's a Republican. Place four is Catherine Sells, another Republican. Place five, there's two Republicans running, Jenny Prosnick and Chris Bowen. Jenny Prosnick appears to be the stronger of the two, but I would do research on that if you're in that area of Louisville. Okay, and then the next city is Frisco ISD. Three city council races there. This is a little misleading because in place one, the Republican, there's a Republican running and then a swing voter, but the Republican Party is recommending to vote for Angela Dunford in place one. Place two, there's three Republicans running. Natalie Hebert, H-E-B-R-T, Marvin Lowe, and another Republican, Kelly Karthik. Marvin Lowe is the one that's highly recommended by the Republican Party, or at least by the local Republican Party. Place three, Stephanie Elad is the one to vote for in that one, in place three in Frisco. So in the three city council races, I'm sorry, not city council, let me correct that, Frisco ISD. So then the three Frisco school board races, we recommend voting for Angela Dunford, Marvin Lowe, and Stephanie Elad. And a lot of these other cities are either uncontested or it's just Republicans running. Okay, then the next one is Justin City Council. You can vote for two candidates in this. There's three Republicans running. James R. Clark, Jim Tate, and Kerry Goodman. James Clark is recommended by the local precinct chair to support him. And like I said, the Republicans in this race are James R. Clark, Jim Tate, and then Kerry Goodman. In the Northwest School Board, or Northwest ISD, there are two seats, there's two seats. There's in place three, there is no Republican running, so we don't recommend anyone at this time. Place four, Judy Kopp. And that actually, she's running uncontested, so there's not much to vote on in the Northwest ISD that we know of. Next city is Lake Dallas. This is in the Lake Dallas ISD, Lake Dallas School Board, that is. Place three, you have two Republicans running, Aaron Appleby, Ginger Collier. Place four, the Republican in that race is Scotty Baird. We recommend voting for him. Place seven, Bruce Smith is the Republican. Again, we recommend voting for him in that. And that's in Lake Dallas ISD. Next city is Little Elm. There are three city council races up for grabs, and then it looks like two ISD races, two school board seats. So in place one, there are two Republicans running against the Democrat. The two Republicans are Dimitri Kaplan and Elizabeth Hopkins. We would highly recommend voting for Dimitri Kaplan in that. City Council, place two, I recommend Brian Rollins in that race. City Council four, Lisa Norman's running. She's an incumbent, and she's running unopposed. For Little Elm ISD, we highly recommend Mary Watkins. She's the Republican running in place six. And then place seven, there's a Republican running, David Montemayor. He's an incumbent, but he's running uncontested. Okay, the next city we have is Oak Point, Oak Point City Council. Now, in this one, you could vote for one, two, or three. The two, looks like there are two Republicans that are recommended by the local precinct chair there, and that's John Lusk, who's an incumbent, and Kirk, I'll have to spell this, H-A-W-R-Y-S-I-O, Haricio. Sorry if I'm pronouncing it correctly. But those are the two Republicans that are recommended that Oak Point residents support in this race. It's a city council race. Moving on. All right. The next one is actually, it looks like that's it. So the rest of these races are actually, I misspoke. There's one more. Shady Shores. Shady Shores race, it's a city council race. They call it an alderman. So alderman place five, the Republican in that race, is Henry Schendel. So we recommend voting for the Republican in that race. Place one is between two Republicans, Jeff Belton and Mike Lynette. Alderman place four, three Republicans are in that race, Philip Robertson, Bill Krueger, and Bill Emsoff. So those are all the mostly contested races between the two parties. Let's do a count here of how many cities there are. Quite a few here in Denton County. So about 33 municipalities. Like I said, these are municipal elections. They are going to be on May 7th, 2022, which is not a Tuesday. So early voting has already started. If you have not voted yet, we will get you the website to that, and hopefully there'll be a sample ballot on there so you can take a look at what's being voted on in your area. Okay, so if you go to votedenton.gov, scroll down a little bit, there's a, looks like a little posting here. It says, if you want to find your nearest early voting polling place for May 7th, joint general and special elections, click here. So I'm clicking on the website. And this gives you a way to search for where your nearest early voting locations are. For example, if you're voting in the Little Elm races, which, as we said, they're the Little Elm City Council races and Little Elm ISD, the three early voting locations are the Copeland Center over in Crossroads, and we'll get an address for that. Or it's called the Stephen Copeland Center. get you an address on that. Stephen E. Copeland Government Center is located at 1400 FM 424 in Crossroads, zip code 76227. And if you're familiar with the area, that's right off the 380, just west of the Walmart shopping center on the north side of the 380. Another location for early voting in Little Elm is Chavez Elementary. That is located at 2600 Hart Road in Little Elm, 75068. So if you're driving on El Dorado, you could make a left on Hart Road, go north, and the Chavez Elementary will be right there. And then the third location is called the Community Center. Little Elm Community Center, located at 107 Hardwick Lane. So there's, if you're voting early, which is right now through May 3rd, you have three options to vote early, and that's Little Elm Community Center on Hardwick, Chavez Elementary on Hart, and then the Stephen Copeland Government Center on the 380. So we're going to see if there's any callers here that have any questions. I don't know if they do. If not, we will switch over to sports and discuss, excuse me, the United States Football League. Let's see if we got any calls here. Nothing yet. Okay, so we have a little bit of time here. We will discuss the USFL. By the way, I don't know if you've heard, but the United States Football League has returned after how many years? 37 years since it folded, or 36 years since it folded in 1986, 37 years since its last football season. And they've already played 2 weeks, so we're 2 weeks in. We've had 8 games. If you're not familiar with who the clubs are, we will let you know who they are. Let's see, one moment. Punch in the website. So there are 8 teams. There are 2 divisions. There's the Southern Division and the Northern Division. In the South, you have the Tampa Bay Bandits, Houston Gamblers, Birmingham Stallions, and the New Orleans Breakers. In the Northern Divisions, you have the Pittsburgh Maulers, Michigan Panthers, New Jersey Generals, and the Philadelphia Stars. The Southern standings are Birmingham and New Orleans are currently both undefeated at 2-0, while Houston and Tampa are 1-1. Coincidentally, these teams are playing each other this weekend. These teams are all playing each other this weekend. The first game will be Saturday, 3 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Central on Fox, Tampa Bay versus Houston, both 1-1, as I said. The second game on Saturday will be Birmingham versus New Orleans, both 2-0 on Fox. That is at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. Followed on Sunday, at 1:30 Eastern, 12:30 Central, Pittsburgh versus Michigan, both 0-2, so someone's got to win there. And then the Sunday night game at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, New Jersey and Philadelphia, both 1-1. That is on the Peacock Network. So I don't have Peacock. I haven't seen it. If you have it or you want to preview it, by all means, that looks like the only way to watch that game. Just to let you know, this is obviously the first season that USFL is back in about 36, 37 years. All the teams are playing in Birmingham, Alabama. So every there's like I said, 8 teams. There'll be 10 games per team, so 40 games. So each of these games will be held in Birmingham, Alabama, at the same stadium, at one stadium. All 8 of these teams existed previously in the USFL. Tampa Bay, Birmingham, New Orleans, Michigan, New Jersey, and Philadelphia were all original USFL clubs in 1983. Houston and Pittsburgh were quote-unquote expansion teams in 1984. For those of you who don't know USFL history, the USFL began with 12 teams in 1983, expanded to 18 the following year, and then back down to 14 teams when some of the teams merged and or folded in the third season. And then the league, of course, folded after 3 years. Some trivia here. President Donald Trump, before he was president, of course, owned the New Jersey Generals team for 2 seasons in 1984 and 1985. He had some prominent players on that team, 2 of them being, of course, Herschel Walker, who's running for Senate in Georgia, the former Georgia Bulldog and Dallas Cowboy, and then Doug Flutie, who won the Heisman actually both Heisman Trophy winners, Walker and Doug Flutie, who won the Heisman Trophy in 1980 with Boston College, I believe. So Trump was able to sign some top-notch talent back then when the league was in its second and third year. Now, just some recent history of spring football. You could say this is the 4th consecutive season of an attempt at spring football. In 2019, the Alliance of American Football was in existence for, I believe, 8 weeks. It had a 10-week regular season, but the league only lasted 8 weeks in before it was forced to go out of business due to finances. And it was very similar to the USFL, where you had 8 teams, 2 divisions, and 10 games. So of the 40 possible regular season games, the Alliance Football played 32 of the games. So they made it to 80% of the season before it folded. The following year was the XFL, or XFL 2.0, however you want to describe it. That started in 2020. Again, 8 teams, 2 divisions. That also met its fate earlier, actually, than the Alliance. That, of the possible 40 regular season games, that lasted 20 games in, and the reason that league went out of business was because of the quote-unquote pandemic, if you can remember from 2 years ago. So the XFL 2.0 made it through half the season before it was forced to fold. And from what I remember, the XFL was going to try to continue to play, but some of the cities it was in and the stadiums would not allow fans at the games. And the XFL thought there wasn't much point in continuing. So the third attempt was last season, and they actually made it through the entire season. That was the spring – let me get the name right here. This is Spring Football League, I believe it's called. It was the Spring League. Again, you had 8 teams. There were 8 teams. Now, half the teams were based in Houston, and half were based in Indianapolis. And this was a 6-game season. So each of the four teams, what they would do is in their division, they'd play each of the other teams in their division twice, which added up to six games. And then the winners of it was the South and North division. So South were the Houston teams, North were Indianapolis. The winners of both of those divisions met in the championship game, which I don't know if it had a name. It was just called the Spring League Championship game. They met in Houston. And in that game, the final was the linemen, which are from the north, defeated the jousters from the south 26-23. And I do remember watching that game. It was a very exciting game. The jousters looked like they were ready to win that game. They were playing in their home stadium in Houston. But from what I remember, the linemen came up with a great drive at the end of the game. Linemen also had the top record in the league at 5-1, while the jousters were 4-2. The CEO of the Spring League is Brian Woods. Now, Brian Woods ended up bringing back the USFL. So the current USFL is not obviously the same ownership as the previous USFL, but it's been rebranded. It's by the CEO of the former Spring League, which is Brian Woods. So that's where we stand today. So those are the four recent attempts at spring football in the past 4 years. And the president of the USFL2 is Brian Woods. So that's the wrap-up for today. Again, early voting in Denton County has started. Started on Monday, April 25th. It will go through May 3rd. After May 3rd, the only time you'll be able to vote will be May 7th. And if you have any questions, go to votedenton.gov for more information on the election. Stay tuned for notices as far as when our next show will be. Glad to be back on the air after, I think it's been 4 or 5 years. But we've got a lot more to talk about, a lot going on in the world. And thank you for your time. Bye-bye.